Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I begin this program, let me just say once again that I do encourage you, if you don't have it, to buy my book, Deeper Conversion. And you can access that by going to renewalministries.net and then clicking on Bookstore. There you would be able to purchase my book, Deeper Conversion. This is a book that takes all the Sundays of this year, 2017, all the Sundays in ordinary time. That's not the seasons of Lent, and it's not the big feast, but the, quote, ordinary Sundays as they're designated in the church. And there are about 34 of them or 35 of them, and I do a short meditation for each of them. So as I've said before, it's a book that you read. You don't sit down and read it from cover to cover. You take a chapter a week. Start out with the first Sunday. The table of contents will give you the citations of what portions of the Gospel of Matthew are being used for that Sunday. Compare it, if you need to the Missalette in the church. It'll be the same. And take that reading and chew on it for a week. Go over and over it and apply it to your life. And then celebrate it on the Sunday that it is attached to. You will be amazed, brothers and sisters, how in doing that, what you're doing is you're cultivating the soil of your own soul. You're allowing the Word of God, which is living. It's active, says Scripture, living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That Word has power to change your life. When you meditate on it, not just skim it, read through it and say, oh, yeah, I know that gospel. No. It's reading it slowly and saying, what is God telling me about my life? How is God asking me to change in my life? And as you do that and ask God for the grace, He will freely give it, and He'll give it in abundance. It's not up to you, okay, I got to get my willpower behind this. Yes, you do, but that's not what's going to make the difference. What's going to make the difference is God's Word is living and active. It has the power to change your life if you welcome it, if you allow it to be, so to speak, implanted in your heart and your mind and your spirit. So I encourage you to get a copy of that book, Deeper Conversion, and you can access it by going to renewalministries.net. Lastly, if you'd like my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, just listen to the end of this program. Call the 800 number and you'll receive a copy of that booklet free. Make sure you have one. Make sure you refer to it so you see more and more how faith can grow in our hearts, how faith needs to grow in us so that we can respond to God's word, God's call. The first reading today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 to 3 and 15 to 17. Melchizedek, king of the Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything. His name first means righteous king. He was also king of Salem, that is, king of peace, without father or mother or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life. Thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so not by a law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Brothers and sisters, God has always been there for His people. God always will be there for His people. Draw near to Him. Please don't keep your distance. Draw near. Because all God does is give us life. And if he points out our sin to us and we repent of it, the only result of all that is that we're given more of his life. Don't let unrepented sin be a block to you. Come to him. Repent. What you will receive from God is life. Not destruction, not condemnation, but life. Psalm 110, you are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The scepter of your power the Lord will stretch forth from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth, in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And God, the high priest, preached the gospel of the kingdom. And in Christ, he cured every disease among the people. Do you not think that God wants to touch you? Do you not think that God wants to take care of you and bless you? Draw near to him right now. You sense God calling to you. You can re-listen to this program later. Just go be with God. Bow down before him. Don't be afraid. You won't be annihilated and you won't be humiliated. Never. Not our God. Not the only one true God. You will never be ridiculed. You'll never be scorned. You'll never be hated. You'll be loved and prayed for and guided and drawn into the very throne room of life itself forever and love forever. I mean this. These are not just pious words. They're the reality. Live in the reality of the gospel. It is true. Not what this world tells you. What this world tells you is often false, twisted, darkened, confused. God never is any of those things. He is the fullness of life. And the gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. By the way, during the month of January, because of the feasts, you don't see the Gospel of Matthew yet. Don't let that dissuade you. Matthew comes up pretty soon and will continue in the main, not every Sunday, but in the main for this whole year. When I was referring to my book, Deeper Conversion, I just wanted to be clear. You say, well, she said this was the year of Matthew on the Sunday Gospels, I see it some Sundays, and then I don't see it other Sundays. And in the weekdays, I don't see it. The weekdays like today is all Mark. I don't understand. It's the Sunday Gospels for this year, 2017, unless there's a feast or like Lent or like the Easter season. Some of those, then the Gospels change. But in the ordinary Sundays, if anything is ordinary with God, in the ordinary Sundays, this year, 2017, will be, in the main, the Gospel of Matthew. There's 52 Sundays, and I think 35 or 36 of them are the Gospel of Matthew. So just wanted to clarify that because I get so many questions about that. I just want to make sure that you understand. And now we look today at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. Why? Because they said he's working on the Sabbath. We've talked about this earlier in the week, so I'm not going to go over it again. This is just an example of Pharisaism. It's just an example of I know best. I'm the keeper of the law. It's pride. It's arrogance. It's wrong. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, come, appear before us. And then Jesus turns to the Pharisees. Remember, he knows their thoughts. Turns to the Pharisees and he says, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it? But they remained silent. why? He didn't know how to answer. If they said, yes, doing good on the Sabbath is important, but it's not first on our priority list, they're going to be in trouble. To save life, yes, but what they're doing is they're condemning people, which is destroying life. They're making the decision, if you don't keep every jot and tittle of this law, you failed. You're done. You're out of here. And Jesus says, Jesus says, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? See, when you put it that way, or to save life rather than to destroy it. If, in other words, if I am doing good on the Sabbath and I'm trying to save life, isn't that more important than anything? But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. They had given in to pride, brothers and sisters. They had given in to the sense that they were the ones who could interpret the law for everybody else. They were the important people. And what does this say? Looking around at them with anger and grieved, he's grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. Now they would see this as a violation of the Sabbath, which was serious business. Do you see how twisted it can become when it becomes self-centered rather than God-centered? Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. Do you see how confused they were? They weren't even working off the right foundation. He violated the Sabbath. He did it publicly. He deserves death. Do you see the authority and the pride and the arrogance and the twistedness of their thinking? It can happen to any of us, brothers and sisters, when we set up as a goal something that has us at the center and not God. They were the keepers of the law. They were the ones to be respected and honored because they were the keepers of God's law. They set themselves up that way. Yes, they were teachers. Yes, they may have been very good teachers at a certain point, but they went right off target. And you and I know if you get off target of your destination, even by one degree or a quarter of a mile, or even less, you keep going on that path and you're going to be far from your destination. That's what happened to the Pharisees. They went way off target. So much so that in effect they became enemies of God. They who purported to serve God and to protect God's law ended up being the enemies of God. Do you see how the enemy can take an original good intention and just twist it, just get it off track a little bit so that the means to the end get very confused? Brothers and sisters, we do have an enemy. He is the devil. He is the father of lies. You don't have to be afraid. You have the power and the graces of the sacraments. Lean on him. Lean on those graces, lean on God, and let God's word be your guide. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.